Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Was this Lurie as he was walking out yesterday?
Well, I think this is a little bit of two things going on here. This is Kyle's victory lap because he had a hell of a day yesterday.
He did. Yeah, good day for Kyle.
Yeah, and, you know, the Jeffrey Lurie thing.
I think it's more Lurie, but, I mean, Kyle had a good day. He did.
I did.
Yeah, he had a good day. Week. It's been a good week for Kyle. He's been on most things.
Means I'm due for a downer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It might be time to fade you. 215-592-9494 for this hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. All right, coming up, bottom of the hour, we will unveil the official enemies of the Tush Push. The teams that voted against the Eagles. We also have the friends of the Tush Push, the true football guys out there that voted for the Eagles. We'll get to them. We have to tier those because we have some real true enemies.
We need a graphic of the friends of the Tush Push.
And the enemies.
And they're like, they're just their faces like smiling.
Yes.
Like they're buddies.
Yes. The ones that we will respect forever.
Yep.
And the enemies we will hate forever. Right, we'll get to that coming up. Your guess is for Hugh's Clues here is we have a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away. Something everyone should have. Hugh Douglas does not have this. What is it? The answer that we get that hits it wins $100 gift card. But Hugh, Art Rooney said something, the owner of the Steelers yesterday, after the meeting, that gives some hope that maybe this isn't just for 2025. Maybe the Tush Push is here to stay. So after Kelce gave his perspective on how the play is run and why it's not unsafe and why it actually is safe because of the technique, here's a quote from Art Rooney yesterday after the meeting. Quote, Steelers President Art Rooney said, Kelce's perspective was that the Tush Push, quote, is a safe play and not something we need to worry that much about. Rooney also said Kelce may have swayed teams that were undecided in their vote, adding that more teams could embrace the Tush Push during their offseason practices now that the play is not going away. So, I mean, if Kelce got someone like Art Rooney to believe this isn't dangerous, then are they really going to come back to this next year and try to get it out of the game again?
I don't think so. I think you've given them the blueprint. I think what happened yesterday was that the Eagles sat there, and the way that they explained it, people took notes, and I would not be surprised if somebody probably, I don't know if Kelce will do this, but they've approached the Eagles or Kelce to try to teach the Tush Push or try to get more information about the Tush Push. This has become, I would think, that now they want it to be all-inclusive. You know, like I used the analogy about the Supers, the Incredibles, and how when the dude was trying to make the superhero material, the superhero outfits, he would want to give them to everybody.
Yep.
It's kind of the same thing because nobody's super anymore. Nobody has a leg up. But I think it's more about it's about the technique, but it's more about the personnel as well.
So that does give me some hope this isn't gone just after this season. But we did get 22 votes against the Tush Push yesterday.
Yeah,
right?
You got 22 haters.
22 haters. And from what we understand, in a month and a half ago when they pushed away the vote, they said, let's wait. The reporting then there was 16 haters. So we gained haters. Now we avoided disaster yesterday. We won the vote because they needed 75%. They needed 24 teams. But If I had to guess right now, I think we only have 1 year left of this thing, and that's why I want to lean into it. It's like the analogy I made with Jeff. If I know steroid testing is coming the next year and I can take steroids for one more year, I'm going to load it up.
My thing is this. Okay. What is your grounds to try to sway people now? We found out it's not as unsafe as you try to make it out to be.
Yep.
Because that was the argument that it became.
Totally.
It became, everybody said, well, we don't like to play. And then you had all these guys stuttering, talking about, oh, well, it's not safe. So Kelce came in and basically dispelled that rumor.
He did.
And I even heard that there were some people that said he got hurt during the tush push. And he told them that that wasn't the case.
Did you hear the line he apparently had yesterday that he said something like, if I could come back to the NFL, like
yeah,
play
I saw
again.
They said he could play 80 snaps and just do that.
If I could just do that, I'd come back. Like the way I understood that was almost like, of all the plays, this is the one that's the least tough on my body.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I got from it.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I hope that we do have this for years to come. I just think if the commissioner wants it out, he's going to do what it takes to get it out. He almost got it out this year with no data.
I think this was the best chance they've ever had of getting it out.
Mm.
And it's here for good.
Well, that certainly, well, that makes it even more fun then, because it originated here.
Yeah. The thing from Rooney is what stood out to me, because I think there will be a lot of teams who are like, well, I have a whole offseason here where I know that, like, this is going to be a play that the Super Bowl champion just, it is a copycat league.
Right.
They say. So, like, it's an automatic 1 yard play. Like, it would benefit these teams more not to figure out how to stop it, but to figure out how to do it themselves.
I wonder if that hurts from a different perspective. If Goodell doesn't like the way it looks and everyone's doing it.
Yeah, that's possible.
Goodell is the thorn in all of this.
But at the same time, like, I think, but it's not up to Goodell. It's up to the owners. And if the owners think they can run this play successfully, then at the end of the day, whether Goodell likes the look of it or not,
yeah.
Like, it, ultimately, and just as an aside, it doesn't look that much different from a standard quarterback sneak.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
That's why the whole aesthetic thing was always silly to me.
But I think 22 is the most votes they'll ever get on this.
Okay,
that's my prediction.
Let me throw this in there. If every team is doing it, though, don't you think just by the sheer odds someone's going to get hurt? It's pro football, right? Like, if we have a sample of 200 plays versus a sample of 2,000, the odds are someone's just going to roll an ankle. Someone's going to hurt a knee, right? Someone's going to get something's going to happen, and then they could point back to see someone got hurt.
I think that first there has to be a couple years of data in order for that to happen.
I think there should have been now, but they pretended there was data.
Yeah,
they lied.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw something. You know,
what's going on?
Thought someone's floating in the Schuylkill. I thought it was a snake for a minute. Look at that right there.
How did you see a snake from this high up?
The blinds are down.
Did you see that? At first glance, that looks like a snake.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a tree branch.
No, I know that now.
That was tush push.
But it was a snake. I forgot what I was talking about.
Yeah.
What were we talking
about? You
forgot
who you are.
Right. Yeah.
You're live on the air.
No, I don't like the water. And we look at the water, and
like
I thought it was a snake.
That's like a 30-foot tree branch.
I thought it was a snake.
How is that a snake?
I just thought it looked like a snake a little bit.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
But, you know, like with this, it's more so that teams now, they're going to try to do it. They're going to try to implement it. But everybody's not going to be able to run it like that. I don't think the injury risk is great, because it's not a high-impact play. It's
right.
More of a leverage play.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that the data that they tried to say it caused injuries ever going to be there, because it's not like you're running 10 yards and crashing into somebody.
It always struck me as if there's something that happens and it's going to be like you get the wind knocked out of you, right?
Yeah,
like there's,
yeah.
There's all that weight is just on you. And maybe you get up and like you need a second to breathe, but it's not like you're hurt.
This is more of a physical confrontation in the sense where put it like this. It's more like sumo wrestling.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And when you have the big sumo wrestlers and they're trying to push each other out the circle, that is probably more comparative to that as opposed to a rugby scrum.
So I think actually, so how many, I don't even know the amount of times the Eagles have ran it over the years.
I think it's about 100. I feel like I saw the number like somewhere in the 100
okay.
range.
And we have zero injuries,
zero
right? So maybe you're right that the more it happens, the more likely it is that somebody could get injured. But the sample size is going to get larger.
And the percentage will be small.
And the percentage will be so, so small. Like, and then I wonder if you could compare that to just the average regular NFL play and the rate of injury on those. I bet it will show that it's a lot lower.
Well,
I think
you're right.
Bigger sample size helps the Eagles.
Well, it may be. I mean, yeah, on a regular play, there's all sorts of injuries that could happen. A hamstring, an Achilles, right? Like a muscle. These kind of plays are different. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on all this? The tush pushes back, and should the Eagles lean into it? That's what I want to do. I'm petty. Goodell tried as hard as he could to get this play out of the NFL. He really, I said it yesterday, I feel it today. He looks like a smacked ass. I mean, he looks ridiculous. He tried so hard. He's the commissioner of the league, and he lost. And now I want to lean into this. Run this thing more. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. And your guesses for Hughes Clues, $100 gift card on the line to Sunoco. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing?
Will, what's up?
What's up is you messed me out of my Sunoco card.
I know.
Yesterday.
So, Will, I take – that's on me. My fault. But, you know, you ended with the Eagles chant, and I felt that was like the –
That's usually a sign-off.
That was the end. It
Wait,
was the
Will,
sign-off.
Also, can you confirm to Hugh that I didn't feed you the answer? You had it?
No, I had it. That's why I called right back. And
another Hugh Douglas L.
Well, no. Let me
left and right.
I never.
Hey, Hugh, you know why I said that? Mm-hmm. Because I know. Listen, and not taking no shots, but as kids, we watched PBS, and I thought that's the only artist you could think of. Sorry, but seriously.
Wow.
Oh no, I don't.
Hugh's not cultured, according to Will.
No, I don't think it. I don't get upset at that. But I just want to address this Kyle thing real quick. Kyle, I never thought that you fed anybody the answer. I thought
the accusations were flying that I rigged it.
No, it was rigged so that the person you picked the person that had the answer and you put them up next.
Will, did you tell me the answer at any point until when you called back?
Hey, listen, when I called back, as soon as I said the answer, and I was like, I hope he at least say it on the air.
Oh, no, I never thought you fed somebody. I never thought
okay,
that.
Will, you didn't tell me what it was on the phone originally. You told me when you called back, right?
Yeah, when I called back, mm-hmm.
So I don't think Kyle did that, but it is an interesting coincidence because Will had it, and then we lost him.
Yeah.
The next person had it, and then there was Carmen. It just so happened to be the two people before Carmen that called yesterday both had the answer.
I would never think that.
Carmen
that
wasn't going to
You would tell somebody to answer.
Carmen was a little too far.
But anyway, we ain't going to cry with spilled milk. Nah. I just was with my little petty moment. You know, I appreciate you guys. But I'm going to say this, man. Listen. I think that the tush push should stay in the league. If you can't beat them, join them. Figure it out. And one thing about Kelce, I just hope he didn't give the full blueprint. I just hope he gave him a little taste.
I think he have a choice, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't think he did. I think he just spoke on how he – because there was a thought that he retired because of it.
Mm.
I think he was going there to dispel that rumor.
Yeah, I think he was actually upset. Okay. I saw one clip. He seemed upset that his name was used in the idea of injury risk when he's saying he didn't ever got hurt on it. Well, so what do you want to do? You want to lean into it next year? You want to be petty like me?
You know what? I want to lean into it, but not as much. But what I want to do, I want to take something from the Detroit Lions since we got A.J. Dillon. And bring in the split backs now and work both of them guys and see if they can stop that. Duo. You know what I'm saying?
You never know which guy's going to have the ball. Who's pushing?
Right.
We got two backs pushing.
All right, big touch to push there.
That's a lot. Will, you get a guess today. I'm not going to cut you off like yesterday. Will, your guess. What does Hugh not have that you people should have?
Hey, man, I thought that was me getting back on my winning streak yesterday. But I'm going to go with this. Since you said you just got your car out the shop, I'm going to go with jumper cables.
Jumper cables. That's a good guess. That's definitely something people should have. Not it, Will, but a good guess.
I do have jumper cables. Well, I have like a cable box. Hmm. Yeah. I don't have the actual cables. I have like the little box that you can carry with you that holds a charge that can charge a battery.
Oh, yeah, but it's a similar
thing. Same thing.
In case your battery dies suddenly.
Yeah.
Mike in Chester County. What's up, Mike?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Mike. What's up, Mike? What's up?
Good, thanks. I just want to say a couple things. My feeling is that the NFL shouldn't try to regulate what plays teams can run. It would be the same thing as saying if one team is really good at running a Hail Mary pass, we should ban that because someone could pull a hamstring. So I just disagree, and I don't know if anyone saw the news last night, but Jerry Jones spoke out about it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we saw it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw that.
Yeah. He's clearly afraid of it. And the Cowboys stunk last year anyway.
And they're going to stink again, Mike, so there's that, too.
Yeah, and I know this was mentioned several times. There's no data on injuries.
Mm-mm. I mean, literally zero. I mean, like, again, if there was a few, like, pretty significant injuries, and then we were debating whether, like, that's enough to that, then I could see the point of the NFL. Mike, there's zero. I mean, like, when you have zero, you can't get up there and tell me it's an injury risk. You just seem ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, people get injured on screen passes.
Of course.
Or running across the field and getting hit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want the Eagles to really rely on it. It's a play that they practice, and it's effective. So I say I would like to see them run that three times against Dallas on opening day.
Oh, now we're talking. Opening drive, Mike. Let's push it right in the end zone. All right, Mike, what's your guess, Hughes Clues, for the $100 gift card to Sunoco? What do you got?
I would say that Hughes does not own a Honda Civic.
Hugh does not own a Honda Civic.
Never owned a Honda Civic. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very
specific
guess.
I mean, you're probably
guess.
Right.
Yes.
But
good. Odd guess. Not yet.
It was a really weird guess.
What?
Why? Well, he's thinking outside the box.
But why?
But everybody else, does everybody else own? Do you own a Honda Civic?
No.
I've never had one.
It's just like a very specific make and model.
Maybe he has one and he wants more people to drive it.
You know what? Since we're here, you know what? I've always wanted a Jeep. Never had a Jeep.
I used to want a Jeep.
I always wanted a Jeep, man. Never got one.
I don't think it fits you.
Yeah, it's a little small.
Well, there's also a cult thing with the Jeep where you have to wave to the other Jeep drivers.
No,
you're not very friendly.
What's up with the ducks? Like, I don't understand
the dashboard.
The ducks on the dashboard.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think you fit in that community.
I hung out with the Jeep people.
You think I'm more of a Jeep guy than you?
Way more of a Jeep guy.
Yeah. I think so too.
Joe would wave friendly.
Yeah, I hung out with the Jeep people one time.
What is that? Like, you mean people from the company?
What is that?
What does that mean, Jeep people?
It was a group of people. When my car got stolen in Atlanta, they felt bad for me, so they picked me up and let me go Jeeping with them one time.
What does that even mean?
That means Jeeping. You've never seen it?
No.
It's like,
was that off-roading?
They meet up. They have a place where they meet up.
I think they just felt bad and gave you a ride.
Well, no, one of them was a Jeep. Like, hey, you feel bad. You stole your car. Let's hang out. Let's hang out with the Jeep people. So they get together, and it's like a bunch of Jeeps, and they might go to like a children's hospital and give out toys and stuff, but they just take over the city. They take over traffic. They just...
Oh, they're like a real big thing.
Like a big thing,
they're
yeah.
A group.
And they modify their Jeeps, and they do... it. Like, it's a big deal in Atlanta. And they have events. They go glamping.
The Jeepers go glamping?
Yeah.
Why can't they go regular camping?
Because they have their Jeeps, and they go... Like, they'll go to Tennessee. They'll go in the mountains.
Yeah. But I would think Jeepers would like the outdoors.
Well, yeah, they do that.
But glamping's a little, you know.
Well,
like
glamping,
it's fake camping.
Glamping, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's
cowards camping.
Yeah. It's make-believe camping. It's camping, but not really.
You have just took a dump on the glampers, on the Jeep society.
Just go camping.
No, they do the glamping.
Sack up and go camping. The great outdoors.
I mean, he won't do that. He's afraid of bears.
I mean, the whole idea is to be outdoors.
They do glamping, and they take over. So it was pretty
cool. Yeah, they're cowards.
And they take the doors off the Jeeps, and they have the lift.
How many days did you spend with these people?
No, it was only one, but it was cool.
I think you were kidnapped by Jeepers.
No, it was a fun time. It was a fun time, though. Fun time.
Did you ask to be picked up? I need to know more about this story.
Well, because the young, like,
I think he was kidnapped by Jeepers.
It was one of the young ladies I worked with at the station in Atlanta.
Oh, so they knew you.
And they knew me. Okay. And so they picked me up, and we hung out, and it was pretty cool. Right, I wanted a Jeep, but to your point, Kyle, it's not. I've always wanted one, but it doesn't fit. You know
no,
what I mean?
You're
it
just not doesn't a Jeep fit.
No. I think it's very hard to imagine you in anything but your truck.
Yeah,
like,
yeah
you're definitely a truck guy.
Yeah. Like, if you were in a regular car, you would not look right in that.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be right.
It's like driving a go-kart.
Yeah.
Cars are like driving go-karts.
Like you in a Prius.
Can't see it. Honda Civic. Patty in Abington. What's up, Patty?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning,
Kyle.
Morning.
Hey,
good
Patty.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing today?
We're great. We have the tush pushback.
I'm a little sleepy.
We have the tush pushback. I wish it was called the brotherly shove. I'm not a big fan of the tush pushback.
Okay, we can call it. I think the team likes the brotherly shove too. You're sleepy, Hugh?
Yeah.
They kept me out late last night.
What time did you go to bed?
About 11.
That's not late.
For Hugh, that's late.
Well, yeah.
About 11.
Patty, I was with Hugh last night. It was 6:15, and he said it was past his bedtime. 6:15.
That's so funny. I just want to say I'm glad it's back. And to the haters out there, figure out how to stop it. Figure out how to do it. I don't want to be petty about it next season, but crush it.
So you're That's saying when we use it, crush it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if history says anything, they will, because they obviously are very, very good at the play. All right, Patty, what is your guess for Hugh's clues? What does he not have that everyone should?
I think Hugh needs an umbrella.
That's a great
that is a good one.
You know what's Pat? You know what, Patty? I have about four umbrellas. I have two in my car.
No.
Yeah, I have two in my car, and I have like six at home. I have a lot of umbrellas.
I don't know if I've ever seen you use one though.
Well, because I've never. Story, so.
I used the umbrella when we left. When I left y'all at the thing.
At the Phillies? No, where?
And then I left. I had my umbrella at the Phillies game the last time we went.
Oh, wait a second, Patty. We appreciate the phone call. So you used an umbrella when you left us drowning
in
the Schuylkill.
Yes, I did. I keep an umbrella with me. I keep one in the car. I keep two in the car, as a matter of fact, in case I left one somewhere and I just have an extra. I keep a bunch of umbrellas.
Somehow that makes it even worse what you did. That you took time to take your umbrella out. And, like, the river is rushing onto us, and you took time to take your umbrella out so you didn't get a little water on your head.
Well, I didn't. I brought it with me when we went initially.
Yep.
And remember, when we were there, I almost bought another umbrella because I wanted to get one for the regatta.
Oh,
I wanted
that's
to
right.
get
one. You wanted to support the regatta.
And I forgot to get it because, you know, we had the flash flood, and I completely forgot. As a matter of fact, I could probably find that on the website, right?
I'm sure you can.
Yeah, because it was a nice umbrella.
Assuming all the inventory didn't wash away, I'm sure you can find it. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, a second clue coming your way next for Hugh's Clues. And we have to unveil the official friends of the Tush Push and the enemies. And there's a lot of enemies of the Tush Push. We're going to rank them the biggest enemies of the Tush Push, those that voted against the Eagles, including a few that we thought were on our side and then flipped yesterday. The friends, the enemies of the Tush Push, your phone calls, a second clue for Hugh's Clues coming your way. 215-592-9494. We'll get to Andrew Painter Watts later in the show. We'll get to a crazy moment last night in pro basketball that I loved watching. And at 1 o'clock, me against Spike Eskin. Spike Eskin will join the show. We're going to debate the merits of re-signing Kyle Schwarber now or waiting until after the season on debate days. And later in the show, Ty Robinson, Eagles rookie defensive tackle, will join us. Don't go anywhere. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.